The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's war with Hamas resumed after a week-long truce expired. Each side is now blaming the other for the resurgence of hostilities. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says it is important the U.S. send a clear message to the rest of the world about the way it's supporting Israel.
Our allies need to know that we are going to be there. We're going to be rock solid with them, and our enemies need to fear us. And that is something that this administration seems and appears to have lost sight of.
Senator Blackburn told the Salem Radio Network this week that the Biden administration appears to believe it can resolve the crisis by making concessions to both sides equally, something she says simply cannot be done to accomplish peace involving a terrorist group like Hamas. This is SRN News.
Mike Gallagher explains today's America.
I have to believe even some people on the left are starting to wake up and realize the miserable condition of the United States. Our culture is in an undeniable state of freefall. I mean, my gosh, every tradition, everything that used to be so great about this country, they have torn down.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 8 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Just in time for the holiday season, it's the Patriot Half Off Deals program. The program where you can start saving 50% or more on great products and services right here in the Twin Cities. That's AM1280ThePatriot.com and click the Half Off Deals icon. From the Genovations of Regen Weather Center, partly sunny, high of 37 today, tonight's low 27. Sunday, mostly cloudy for the day, high around 38. You're listening to AM 1280 The Patriot. Stay tuned. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network Headliner Edition.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My game, bringing the truth to the masses for, lo, these past 19.75 years, along with my friends and, let's be honest, colleagues. No, it's the other way around. Colleagues and, let's be honest, friends. Jack Tomczak, who's normally heard from 3 to 5 and will, in fact, be heard from 3 to 5 today here on AM 1280, The Patriot. Brad Carlson, Closer Edition, coming up tomorrow from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280, The Patriot. And, of course, my longtime friend, fellow charter member of the NARN, King Banyan, comes up every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on her sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. There's only 4, and yet it's hard to keep track of them all sometimes. It doesn't matter. Between us, we dominate Twin Cities media with mercy and kindness. We're benevolent despots, but nonetheless, we are despots of Twin Cities media. All of it. Video, music, radio, podcasts, you name it. We dominate. Print even, for crying out loud. Anyway, so that's us. Now, one of the things that I have been doing over this last almost 20 years on radio and going on 22 years of blogging is basically coming up with absolute eternal airtight definitions of human behavior that are guides for all humanity. Not like the Bible, not quite that airtight and universal, but in their own way, within the context of being a small local blogger with only so much influence. Nonetheless, I I think some of my proudest achievements, at least in terms of publicly available media achievements, are the little bits of satire that one by one, bit by bit, every single time morphed into absolute truths, or at least aphorisms about absolute truths, are this series of aphorisms that I call Berg's Law. And I've had a bunch of them. I've had a bunch of them that have gone, gotten some infamy, fame or infamy, or just recognition over the years as being particularly prescient. Berg's 18th Law, for example, saying that nothing you hear for the first 3 days after some particularly emotionally laden atrocity, like a mass shooting, for example, should be trusted because the media will be too busy scooping each other to worry about getting facts straight. That has been, originally it started out as kind of a joke, kind of a bit of frustration in dealing with the mainstream media. Turns out it's absolutely true in every way. Now, I've got a lot of Berg's laws that cover a lot of situations in life. But none, I dare say, has been quite as universally recognized, quite as generally recognized as being absolute, and none that have gotten quite the traction of the first of the big laws, Berg's Seventh Law. Berg's Seventh Law, of course, reads like this. And many of you know this. Some of you can probably recite it along at home. But if you haven't heard it before, it reads like this. And I quote, "When a progressive issues a defamation or assault on conservatives' ethics, character, humanity, or respect for liberty or the truth, they are, at best, projecting, and at worst, they're just drawing attention away from their own misdeeds." Now, this is the big kahuna of all the Berg's laws, the one that, at face value, explains so much progressive behavior, not just so much a strategy as just a nationwide inability for progressives to engage with dissent from their narrative with anything but projection, straw man, gaslighting. In other words, as we've talked about in the piece that I've highlighted many times over the last decade on this broadcast, this is the law that essentially says that if the DFL is your spouse, go get a restraining order because they are abusers. We've seen that this past week writ so large as to be make the Hollywood sign, the big Hollywood sign up in the hills with the 20-foot tall letters, look like the fine print on the back of a can of soup. Berg's Seventh Law had one of its ultimate redemptions this past week. Now, just a little background here. I was warned, as I'm sure were many of you, especially in 2016 and 2020, but really every election. I mean, we had that in the past legislative elections in 2022, for that matter. 2020. Anyway, the ones that gave the DFL the majority. Yeah, 2022. I was warned that if I voted Republican, there would be an explosion of fascist sympathizers. Well, I voted Republican, but by golly, there has been an explosion of fascist sympathizers out there. So they were right. And it illustrates why Berg's Seventh Law is called a law as opposed to a satire or a suggestion. It spells it out for you. And I'm speaking honestly about two things that I did not have on my bingo card, technically three. 2 weeks ago, you had Ryan Winkler, a person that I have thrown enough brickbats at to have gotten a nation of bricklayers mad at me because they need their bats for their whatever bricklayers do with brickbats. I think it's part of bricklaying. I don't know. I'm not a bricklayer. I have thrown more than my share of brickbats at Ryan Winkler. But he's come out in the last month twice with stances that I sat back and looked at. I thought, whoa. Someone check on those lions and lambs here. Someone want to check to see if Satan is walking around in a parka? Because this is weird. First, Ryan Winkler, who, by the way, is not in office, so the consequences for him are somewhat limited for crossing the DFL majority. But Ryan Winkler came out about a month ago throwing punches, at, figuratively speaking, of course, at Mary Moriarty, the Hennepin County, quote, prosecutor, end quote, who has presided, who will continues to preside like Slim Pickens riding the bomb down towards the Soviet Union in Dr. Strangelove. Mary Moriarty is presiding over the collapse of what used to be called with a straight face law and order in Hennepin County. And Ryan Winkler, of all people, came out and said, yeah, this is wrong. And Ryan and Mary Moriarty is kind of a joke. And I found myself, I had kind of that same feeling I had that Brad Carlson and I have discussed numerous times over the years, the night of the 2016 election, when I did the math and I realized as I was watching the screen that Donald Trump was going to win the presidency. And I became speechless for a moment, which is bad when you're live on the air in a talk show. And the only thing I could say was ask Brad Carlson if someone had put LSD in the cucumber water at the Radisson Blue. And I had that similar feeling, realizing that I was not only agreeing with, but Ryan Winkler, of all people, a person I used to disparagingly call the Eddie Haskell of the Minnesota State Senate, or House of Representatives, I guess. And I was agreeing with him and defending him against DFLers, or helping, standing up on his side of the issue against DFLers who were throwing their brickbats at him. And it happened again 2 weeks ago when he came out and said some of these Palestinian sympathizers here in the Twin Cities had taken leave of all reason. And I came out against it. How? I did not have that on my bingo card. Me defending Ryan Winkler at all, much less twice in, at that time, 3 weeks. Well, that has faded to the background as perhaps the ultimate, I won't say the ultimate big daddy of them all, but one of the most incredible cases of cognitive dissonance in politics in Minnesota that I've ever experienced came down and smacked me over the head this past week. Because Senator Ron Latz, as arrogant and misinformed and demagogic a man as there exists, and by the way, a guy who comes as a Tupac, and I don't mean Tupac the rapper, I mean a Tupac, him and his brother, the exceptionally arrogant, badly informed rabbi of an extremely progressive synagogue in St. Louis Park. So Senator Ron Latz, a prominent member of the Minnesota State Senate, a man whose existence in the Senate proves the hypocrisy of the DFL on so much of its intersectional political yapping, because given a choice between Ron Latz and Melissa Franzen, former senator from Edina, who got thrown out over redistricting because you'd rather have the white guy with the seniority than the Latina, I guess, from Edina. At any rate, who had been a fairly prominent DFL senator as well. Ron Latz, who, by the way, is one of the most ill-informed, arrogant, pedantic anti-gun zealots there is, and about whom I have never, not once, ever said anything good and complimentary, and who I've skewered constantly for reminding everyone, by the way, I went to Harvard. But he came out in support of Israel. Israel finishing the job of removing a terrorist group that has spent decades, and this is important, has spent decades training its children to hate Jews, and is currently, as we speak, using families, civilians, as human shields deliberately to cause cognitive dissonance for the world and to basically try and turn the PR battle against the Israelis, who, again, are fighting to remove a terrorist group that has sworn to erase Israel and its inhabitants, all Jews, from the river to the sea, from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Ocean, a phrase that some soft-minded apologists on the left say could depend on context. But like the phrase Arbeit macht frei, it's possible to have a context that doesn't mean we want to exterminate Jews, but it doesn't exist in this particular context at all. Ron Latz, being Jewish, has some skin in this game. Well, Ron Lotz, Senator Ron Lotz, facing criticism from members of his own party, to say the least, for saying at a press conference on Wednesday, quote, Palestinian youth dream of the opportunity to achieve glory and even martyrdom by killing as many Jews as possible, which, by the way, is not only factual, but in fact something the Hamas and all of the other, quote, Palestinian governments, end quote, in the region brag about and make a point of pride for themselves and raise their children to revere. We'll talk about whether they revere when we come back, because I feel my head spinning. I'm agreeing with Ron Lotz and supporting him against the jackals of his own party. We'll come back. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere.
You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-901-5563. 800-901-5563. 800-901-5563. That's 800-901-5563.
Hi, John Wichko, owner of Advantage Auto Glass, your local auto glass specialist. At Advantage Auto Glass, we have some crazy ideas. Ideas like a lifetime warranty on all windshield replacements, like a person answering when you call, not a robot, and that you don't need the insurance hassle. We'll handle all the paperwork for you. Crazy, right? Visit replacemywindshield.com and we'll come to you at home or work anywhere in the metro. Replacemywindshield.com. That's replacemywindshield.com.
Chips, nicks, or cracks. Call Advantage Auto Glass.
Wake up with the Patriots Daybreak Insider. Today's top news stories from a conservative viewpoint. Sign up at AM1280ThePatriot.com by using the keyword subscribe. That's subscribe at AM1280ThePatriot.com.
AM12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, should you care to join us. By the way, Christmas music is back on the fishtwincities.com, our contemporary Christian music channel on the web. You can find this music edifying, inspiring, as our copywriter put it, inspirating. I don't know if that's a combination of inspiring and respiration, like makes you breathe faster. Either way, if it's good cardio, I mean, take it. Oh, entertaining as well. Either way, whatever words you want to use, the Fish Twin Cities, all Christmas, all the time between now and Christmas. So anyway, just get yourself into that Christmas season. And this is not a Christmas song. I suppose it could be a theme for carolers. Nah. Not really. 651-289. I still like it. 651-289-4488. The number to call. I suppose you have a Christmas processional somewhere. No, it's the spirit is not there. But it is on the Fish Twin Cities. And anyway, by the way, big show today. Hard to even know where to start today, as usual. That's kind of the way it always works. We have Anna Matthews, Executive Director of the Minnesota Republican Party, coming up after the top of the hour to talk about a very important special election, by the way. This is huge. Cynthia Lundquist is running against, running against a DFLer, which one doesn't matter. They really are all the same these days. It could be anyone from central ultra progressive casting. I mean, there's no such thing as a moderate DFLer, as we saw. So Cynthia Lundquist is running, representing the forces of sanity and good and rightness against some central casting DFL progressive whack job to replace Ruth Richardson. But I repeat myself, a woman who left office to go, I don't know, run a Planned Parenthood of some kind or another. Some job where she's making six figures to preside over the abortion mill, saying the quiet part out loud, except it's never really the quiet part with DFLers. At any rate, we'll have Anna Matthews on the show to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about a current, I believe, deeply ill-advised push that's going to be coming up at State Central to try and oust former Senator Dave Hahn as the chair of the Minnesota Republican Party. Oh, I will have words for that sometime later on, perhaps with Anna Matthews, perhaps not. Maybe she can't talk about it. Maybe she can. I can. And I will be lowering the rhetorical cannon to deck level, loaded with grape shot, and applying the fuse. Stick around. Maybe not with Anna Matthews on that. At any rate, talking about Berg's seventh law, in other words, when a progressive issues a group defamation or assault on conservatives' ethics, character, humanity, or respect for liberty or the truth, they're at best projecting and at worst drawing attention away from their own misdeeds. And we have seen that writ large this past week. Very, very, very large. Minnesota Democratic Senator Ron Latz, who has some high leadership office in the DFL caucus in the Senate. I think he may be the majority leader. He certainly has so much seniority that the DFL tossed Melissa Frentzen-Lopez from office like a moldy rag. When the redistricting came out, because gotta keep Ron Latz in office. And again, everyone and this station has been throwing rocks in garbage, rhetorically speaking, at Ron Latz ever since I knew what the name was. But he came out this week, did a press conference, condemned the boycott Israel movement, the boycott, divest, sanction movement called BDS. Movement. He condemned it and did something that it gets you disinvited from lunch in the DFL these days. Highlighted the stories of a number of the hostages that are still officially being held by Hamas and God knows who else. I mean, you had all sorts of freelancers apparently wandering around on October 7th, grabbing hostages as well. And it would seem that one of the reasons that they are predicting the hostilities restarted yesterday was because they ran out of live hostages to give back. I think something over 150 are still unaccounted for. They found a number of them dead. They got, I think, by my last count, 30 or 40 of them back alive, although with stories so horrible to tell that they really couldn't tell them live on television. And well over 100 to 150 unaccounted for and believed now to probably be dead. Senator Ron Latz is facing criticism for pointing out the fact that Hamas has been indoctrinating its children for generations now, at least two generations, to hate Jews, to seek the destruction of Israel, to seek the eradication of Jews from the river to the sea, from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Ocean. Anyone who says that there's a context that means anything, where that means anything but a call to genocide, ethnic cleansing at the very least, is being Pollyanna-ish at best, cripplingly obtuse at worst. But Ron Latz up and said it. He said that that Palestinian, and I quote, Palestinian youth dream of the opportunity to achieve glory and even martyrdom by killing as many Jews as possible, which is sad, but it is a fact. Well, the DFL, which, I mean, in the immediate wake of October 7th, which happened when I was in Norway, but I saw the way the DFL was reacting here locally. Ken Martin did his best to get out in front of it, issuing a fairly pro forma condemnation of the atrocities while calling for a restraint. I mean, he knew what was coming. There were a few DFL legislators who said, ooh, yeah, murdering, rape and murder are bad, although, oddly enough, the DFL Feminist Caucus has been completely silent about the mass gang rapes going on that went on October 7th and that have occurred, by all accounts, with the female and child hostages. Ghastly sex crimes against helpless civilians. Well, yeah, the DFL Feminist Caucus can't be bothered with that. The DFL said, nah, in defense of a group that has created a generation or two now that have in fact been trained to admire Adolf Hitler, to venerate the killing of Jews. Because the truth about the way Palestinians culture, Palestinian culture under Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Palestinian Authority, and Islamic Jihad, the four big players in the quote government, end quote, of the Palestinians, is to a DFLer what sunlight and garlic is to vampires. And what I say, when I invoke Berg's seventh law, let's just remember. It was 7 years ago, and again 3 years ago, that DFL was saying, "Whoa, you guys are a bunch of Nazi sympathizers. You are. I have Democratic friends or acquaintances at the very least, who say, "Well, Republicans are a bunch of fascist sympathizers." And I asked them to define fascism. They say, "Well, fascism." I was like, "You believe in fascists?" I mean, it's a circular definition. They can never quite. Close the circle on. Now, I'm just going to step back for just a second here and go pedantic for a moment here. Pedantic, that means excessively flouting one's excessive education, not something else. There are people who throw Nazi references around, and the vast majority of them are, and fascist references around. They are completely illiterate in the vast majority of cases. I, on the other hand, did in fact minor in German and history once upon a time, mostly to study German history and Western European history from 1918 to the present. And I can tell you what a fascist and a Nazi is. And by the way, they're very similar. And by the way, in their extremes, they have nothing to do with ideology of any kind. It's all about getting and holding power. But if you were to come to me with a regime that is dominated by a small clique of elites who run a command economy, largely kleptocratic command economy, by the way, and stay in power by turning populist passions against some boogeyman, some enemy from without that is the official enemy of the people. You might say it sounds like something out of 1984, and you'd be right. You might say it sounds like that's what Hitler did. That's certainly true. I mean, he certainly used an endemic German hatred of Jews, which was endemic in German society going back to the Middle Ages, against Jews and against foreigners and for getting and achieving power. And I've also just described Hamas in every particular. It's a theocracy that run by a kleptocratic elite. That means they steal. I mean, that's why they're living in incredible luxury in Qatar and elsewhere and in Riyadh. Maybe not Riyadh. But they're living in incredible luxury while their people are getting bombed. And not in a good way. And they have remained in power by turning the population in a populist rage against some enemy boogeyman, which in this case is Jews and the state of Israel, to the point where they have trained their youth more intensely than any other totalitarian society in history has ever done in the interest of eradicating Judaism from the river to the sea, and if possible, much, 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 much further. It's a fascist dictatorship. And after all these years of telling us that we're all a bunch of fascists, they're the ones who have come out to support the fascist dictatorship against Ron Latz. Oh, more on this when we come back. 651-289-4488. Join us. Bye, Rat.
Caring Hands has been helping people in need for 39 years thanks to your generosity. To learn more and to make a tax-deductible donation, go to sharingandcaringhands.org. Make a difference in the lives of others and give hope to the children. May God bless you all.
Want an impressive gift that will set you apart? Give cigars from Minnesota's veteran-owned Founders Cigar Company. I'm Angelo from Founders. Our premium curated cigar gift boxes are thoughtful, classy, and memorable. Add a name or company logo to the box lid, the cutter, or the lighter. Several boxes are available starting at 5 cigars. Plus, you'll help us support Cigars for Warriors by sending cigars overseas. Still time to get it by Christmas, so order now at FoundersCigarCo.com and click Corporate Gifting. Minnesota's veteran-owned Founders Cigar Company.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there is no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race. Available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Join the Patriot Freedom Fan Club for prizes, contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join. So visit am1280thepatriot.com today.
Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot, 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join us. By the way, you need a miracle? I give you the Christmas Mortgage Miracle. We're doing it again. How would you like to have your mortgage or rent paid, made for all of next year? You will! If you are our grand prize winner in the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes, go to am12athepatriot.com. See the terms at the website. Thanks to the Kingdom Builders Roofing for their support, as always. I mean, by the way, need a roof done? Go there, because I sure did. They were awesome. I didn't get paid for that either. I mean, people can pay me. But I gave that one just out of the goodness of my heart, because Kingdom Builders, great roofers. And they're supporting Christmas Mortgage Miracle, which, let's be honest, you could use. We could all use. I'm not eligible. You probably are. So go to am12athepatriot.com for that and so many other of the blessings of the season brought to you by AM12A The Patriot and our wonderful sponsors. At any rate, Senator Ron Latz went and did the unthinkable, if you're a Democrat, told the truth about Hamas and about what they have done in terms of indoctrinating Palestinian children, which brought, how do I put this without being too inflammatory, a gang of fascist simps out of under their rocks to condemn him. The one I want to focus on is Aaron May Quaid, the senator from Apple Valley. By the way, on the quickly aside here, Apple Valley, get it right. Stop sending this woman to St. Paul. She's a fascist sympathizer. In the literal definition of the term, Hamas is a fascist dictatorship. And Israel is an imperfect democracy, much like the United States. Anyway, Aaron May Quaid, of whom more in a moment here, tweeted out this letter that was signed by a number of DFLers yesterday. Quote, yesterday our colleague Senator Ron Latz held a press conference and used dehumanizing inflammatory language and rhetoric in his remarks about Palestinians. He recited a litany of hateful, prejudicial, and demonstrably false claims, describing Gaza as poisonous. I mean, gang raping women and children, that used to be considered culturally ignorant at one point, if not poisonous. I remember believe women was kind of a buzz phrase among people like Aaron May Quaid for a while, not that long ago. Oh, anyway, and asserting that Palestinian youth dream of the opportunity to achieve glory and even martyrdom by killing as many Jews as possible, which is true. Many Palestinian children do. They are certainly indoctrinated towards that end, including children's cartoons. I say again, children's cartoons that glorify murdering Jews. I return to the Senate letter. Through his language, I should say a letter written by a bunch of DFLers who shall be named in a moment. Through his language, Senator Latz assigned nefarious motives to Palestinian children, describing them all as aspiring murderers. Oh, we'll come back to that in a moment here. His remarks were irresponsible and dangerous. Oh, good God. Since October, there's been a strong increase in anti-Semitic, anti-Arab, and Islamophobic incidents here in the U.S. No. There has been an increase in anti-Arab incidents, including some fairly ghastly ones, the murder of a Palestinian boy, and a few other, murder of a number of, there are some other episodes of violence, but the anti-Arab violence is up, certainly, by, 30-40%? Last I heard, anti-Semitic attacks have gone up by a factor of 300% at the very least. So, no, apples and axles. I mean, Aaron May Quaid has never been known for skill at math, and with good reason. It's unacceptable for people in positions of leadership, particularly those with large public platforms, to use dehumanizing, degrading language to describe entire populations of people. The language we use, especially at this moment, matters. Oh, God. As such, we will denounce and condemn the dangerous language and rhetoric used by Senator Latz. Anyway. By the way, the people who signed this letter, I'm just looking for the names here briefly here. That'd be Senator Omar Fateh, Senator Claire Umau Verbaten, Senator Jennifer McEwen, Senator Lindsey Port, Senator Aaron May Quaid, the Barbies, the three Barbies of vapid entitled progressivism right there. McEwen and Port are safe in incredibly safe districts. May Quaid, well, we'll talk about that. Muhammad Noor, that'd be Representative Muhammad Noor, Senator Mary Kunesh, again, safe seat. Samantha Sensa Mura, Cedric Frazier, good Lord. Senator Esther Agbaje, I have to do the German pronunciation, I don't know. Senator Hodan Hassan, sorry. Senator Fung Haj, Senator Leish Kozlowski, who sobered up enough to apparently sign the letter. She thought she was in St. Paul when they pulled her over, by the way. She was 100 miles north and drunk out of her mind, like apparently has become the fashion among DFLers lately. Representative Lee Finkay, Representative Liz Lee, Senator Zainab Mohammed of 63, John Marty of Roseville. Boy, good job taking the side of the Nazis in Roseville there, John Marty. You just keep getting dumber and dumber. I used to have some respect for that fossil. No more. Senator Samakab Hussein, or Representative, rather, Samakab Hussein, that would be my representative. No better than Rena Moran. Representative Maria Issa Perez Vega. Yep. And Representative Athena Hollins, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Senate, the House, and the DFL pro-fascist caucus. Now, you say, oh, aren't you being a little bit hard on them, Mitch, calling them the pro-fascist caucus? No. As the Senate letter themselves says, language has meaning in these difficult times. And what has more meaning than language? Actions. Like sending your droogs over the border to rape and murder women and children. To burn people alive, to saw people's heads off, to murder people in their beds, to burn them alive in their houses. Those have meanings as well, as do using civilians as human shields and building your military bases underneath hospitals, which is a violation of what passes for rules of war. At any rate, I'd say that list of signatories to this letter, of whom I believe there were about 30 of them, 25 or 30, makes a good electoral hit list, although I'd say electoral hit list, although of all of them, of all of these genocide simps, the closest one to contestable might be Aaron May Quaid. And if you live down the road in Apple Valley, and that is the next burb down the road from Burnsville here, dear God, people, please do better. I'm going to do my best to make sure you remember that your senator, Aaron May Quaid, just tried to forge a rhetorical equivalence between Ron Latz telling the truth about Palestinian children and rape, murder, human shields, and generations of veneration for Adolf Hitler and ethnic cleansing at best, genocide at worst. By the way, just to make sure we're clear on this, the DFL is, you could say it's fractured over it. Ken Martin certainly did try to get out ahead of it 6 weeks ago and has been really quiet about it ever since. Ron Latz and Representative Emeritus Ryan Winkler are the two who have broken ranks so far because, let's be honest, the DFL, the so-called mainstream DFL, is terrified of the progressive wing, especially the Democrat Socialists of America, of whom every one of those signatories is either a member or a simp. But, yeah. By the way, the video is starting to get out, some of the uncensored video of what happened on October 7th. Some of it's been shown to representatives and advocates, and it is ghastly stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And the DFL, the DSA caucus, and the Minority Women's Caucus, apparently, the people who wrap themselves in intersectionalism, the people like Aaron May Quaid and Lindsay Port and the like, who have wrapped themselves in intersectionalism, want you to draw an equivalence between the two. And there is none. And by the way, if you believe there is some actual rational equivalence, you are welcome on the air anytime. I will drop everything to get you on the air if you disagree with me on this. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. There is none. By the way, Senator Latz responded, quote, it's very surprising and disappointing that my Senate DFL colleagues, some of whom have worked with me for years and know very well who I am, have chosen to misrepresent and publicly attack my speech by taking one sentence out of context on the topic of BDS proposal to divest state funds from Israel. What's even worse is their choice to assign awful intent to the misrepresented information. The one sentence that they are criticizing with such vigor and accusation does not stand alone. It's preceded by information that makes very clear I'm not referring to, quote, all, end quote, Palestinian youth. I'm not sure why they chose to ignore the previous statements right before the one that they cite, where I specifically identify the individuals I'm talking about, the Gazans who are taught at United Nations schools that Jews should be killed, who attend summer camps to teach young kids how to be terrorists, who play Kill the Jew on the streets of Gaza, and who watch children's TV shows that glorify killing Jews, who play on UNRWA, that's United Nations, basically a United Nations Palestinian farm club and elementary school playground, with plastic AK-47s. He, by the way, posts his entire speech for the audience to hear for themselves. And again, here I am, mere weeks after this happened, after the ghastly atrocities of October 7th, feeling like I'm looking through the looking glass, having not only risen to agree with Ryan Winkler, a man who referred to one of the greatest jurists of our age as Uncle Tom and claimed not to know what it meant. Okay, I rose to defend him, or at least agree with him. And now I have risen to defend Ron Latz. In fact, Senator Latz, or if you or anyone who knows you is listening, I think it would be really interesting if you, and by the way, your brother, the progressive rabbi, and all of the progressive Jews who listen to you and who vote for you are taking a good hard look at who is supporting you, who is agreeing with you, who is taking your side in this. It's not the fascist simps of the DSA caucus. It's not Senator Mae Quaid. It's all of us conservatives who've been standing for Israel long before it was cool. If you have your people, give me a call, Senator Latz. I'd love to talk with you about this. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Thinking about climbing Pikes Peak? You can get this radio station there, too. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey.com. We're always on. Ringing Liberty and Truth. We are Freedom 1570. Just say, play Freedom Radio Minneapolis.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Overwhelmed by your next move? Then take action and call Action Moving, your local Atlas Van Lines agent. With 27 years experience, Action Moving provides quality, reliable moves guaranteed. Get free estimates and competitive rates on local and interstate moves at 1-800-328-3803 or go to actionmoving.com. That's 1-800-328-3803 and mention you heard it on Hittner Real Estate's Chalk Talk Radio. Member of the Better Business Bureau.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call, should you care to join me. It'd be great if you did. By the way, the fount of all blessings on this earth, not in the afterlife, but here and now, is AM1280ThePatriot.com, the website that gets you to all of our contests, all of our specials, all of our side hustles like The Fish and Salem Now and Salem News Channel, all those things. So go there and just find all the things you've been missing that will make your life complete. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere, because I'm here. Don't go anywhere now. I'm back on the air. As we saw this in the DFL pro-fascist caucus jumping out and raving in favor of a fascist regime that has vowed to exterminate Judaism from the river to the sea and further and worse and more. They've shown that they don't know really what to do in the face of actual genocide, or at least actual talking about genocide. Because remember, words hurt, and not to mention rape and murder hurts as well, but we'll come back to that. We've shown that the DFL has not the foggiest idea how to address actual genocide when it's rearing its filthy head. But they sure do burn some cycles and spend a whole lot of time going around and around over genocide that is not happening. This past week, we were treated to the specter of Senator Tina Smith, a woman who may bring less intellectual horsepower to the job than Barbara Boxer in her heyday, tweeting this past week, actually right around Thanksgiving time, and I quote, "I'm heartbroken thinking of the families having their first Thanksgiving with an empty seat at the table, the child who lost their best friend, or the classrooms of the now empty desk." And who is she talking about? Is she talking about the Jewish kid murdered, or even a Muslim kid murdered? No. Yeah, she went on to say, quote, we lose too many trans kids to hatred and bigotry. They deserve so much better. Oh, there's a catch to that. And, of course, our good friend Sean Holster went out and found that catch. And I quote, she's described, this is Senator Smith, she's describing a fiction. Show me a single kid murdered because they were transgender. There were 26 reported incidents of transgender people being murdered last year, nationwide, in a nation of 320 million people. Of them, how many disposed were children? By the way, the vast majority of them were murdered in domestics by their domestic partners. One presumes that they knew about the fact that they were transgender before they got into the relationship, to say nothing of the murder. One suspects, I can't say this for other people, but how many disposed were children? 10? 12? Zero. None were under the age of 18. Senator Smith was working at the behest of the Human Rights Coalition, which, by the way, is to human rights as the Southern Poverty Law Center is to poverty and law in the South, or Media Matters is to the media and mattering. It's a left-wing pressure group sponsored by plutocrats with deep pockets on the left. And she is basically doing what the left does counting on the fact that their audience just isn't that well-informed, isn't that critical in their thinking patterns, and it just loves to operate on the basis of pure emotion. So, genocide in the Middle East? Oh, don't be talking like that. Non-existent genocide here in America? Senators are all about it. We've entered crazy town. Let's go to the phones. Inver Grove Heights. Dan, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You got about a minute. Hit me.
Hey, Mitch. Yeah, look, I want to thank you so much. I agree with you 1,000%. I mean, it's unbelievable. The attack on 10-7, the grisly, ghastly, unspeakable atrocities committed against Israelis and other innocent people on 10-7, and how people could be against what Ron Letts.
We have not, absolutely. And by the way, I all the things I've said about Ron Lotz, I put them all on park for right now because I support him completely in this battle.
Great point,
Dan. Thanks as always. We're going to try and get all of our callers and clear the boards here. Let's go to Bob in Brooklyn Park. You are on the air. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Mitch. I was thinking if we could put eyelid retractors on people who don't believe in this, as in Clockwork Orange, the film.
Ew!
Do you think that would make any difference, or have we gone too far into structural change?
That's such a great question, and it actually ties in really, really well with something Ben Shapiro was talking about yesterday. Is the debate we need to have over who should be the president, like the Republican or the Democrat or someone else, or is the debate really about can we continue to coexist as a society at all? Is it time to seriously start talking peaceful national divorce? And that's a great question. That's something I want to talk about at great length with someone who's much smarter than me about this, because I sincerely, Dennis Prager points out correctly that the United States was less divided before the Civil War than it is today. And the evidence says while they disagreed about slavery and issues related to slavery to the point that they did, in fact, split up the country and go to war, when the South split away from the North, they started a government that was exactly like the government in the North, with broadly the same principles except for, well, slavery. And if that happened today, if California and the mid-Atlantic states broke away from the rest of us, what do you think they would do? You think they would try and start a mini Denmark, and of course have it turn into a mini Canada? No action on that bet, ladies and gentlemen. More when we come back. Anna Matthews joins us after the top of the hour here to talk about a special election and maybe much, much more. Go nowhere as we head into the holiday season. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
I'm sure glad you're my sister, Addie.
Yep, you my best buddy.
Mom says you were their little surprise. What would we do without you?
Well, you'll probably get your own gum.
Yeah, that's true, but you're worth it.
Hello, my name is Carrie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives to abortion or needs post-abortion assistance or would like to support the life-saving work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America, educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
Hey, it's Michelle Tafoya, and I'm going to share with you a best-kept secret I only recently learned about. Furniture Manor of Osseo, one of the metro area's hidden gems. Furniture Manor is a family-owned furniture store that's been a beloved and trusted fixture in the Osseo community since 1969, and their time-tested reputation is a testament to their craft and commitment to their customers. What makes Furniture Manor special is their huge selection of furniture, from classic to contemporary, from American-made brands like Smith Brothers, Lexington, and FlexSteel. And with hundreds of different fabrics, styles, and finishes, they can help you design a home that reflects your style and personality. And their professionals are ready to help you achieve that. So if you're looking to create a comfortable and refined living space with the help of experts who genuinely want you to be happy, Furniture Manor of Osseo is the Metro's best-kept secret that you won't want to keep to yourself any longer. And Furniture Manor is easy to find just off Highway 169 in Osseo. Stop in today and get in on the secret.
Are you tired of going online every day and getting news meant to make you afraid and anxious? And all that meaningless celebrity gossip fighting for your attention? Want something different? Something positive? Make your homepage Christianity.com. Replace the bad news and fake news with the good news, the life-changing gospel truth meant to encourage your daily walk with Christ. With daily devotionals, answers to life's tough questions, and meaningful Bible study from your favorite pastors and authors on today's current events and issues, you now have a homepage that reflects your life and your faith. Don't settle for the negativity and superficiality that the rest of the internet offers. Instead, choose a homepage that will uplift you and strengthen your faith. Join the thousands of others who have made the switch to Christianity.com and experience the difference that good news can make in your life. Don't wait any longer to make a change. Choose Christianity.com as your homepage today and embrace the positivity and inspiration that comes with the good news of Jesus Christ.
AM 1280, The Patriot is...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.